the book Hebrews, part 256. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, a four book, nearly 800 pages thick, with information that you won't find in any other book in the world, trust me. 35 years of my life in research, studies in that book. So should you require it or want to know more about it, you can contact us at a WhatsApp number. South Africa's plus 27, our international code, number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. I just want to say, if you hear there's thunder and there's raindrops falling, we have a tile roof, so it is raining, and we praise Yahweh our Elohim for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you hear the thunder? He's so good. We also pray that He will send the rain in parts of the world where it's dry, especially in Namibia, our neighbor countries, and also Botswana, and also in South Africa. There's other provinces like PE that hasn't had any rain up till now, and the dams is running dry. Let's pray and ask Yahweh to also send the rain there. If this is the first time that you're about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the notifications of all the other studies that you're currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends, family, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure at least they have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I just want to thank those that made contact with us over the weekend to say that the studies are a great blessing to them. The Bible says there is a feast in heaven if one soul repents unto Yahushua. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, and we are now still looking at Genesis 5:24. Just to link up. And Enoch walked with, they says, God. And Enoch walked with God. Couldn't have been God, must have been Yahweh. And he, that's Enoch, was not. For Yahweh took him. Now when he says, for Yahweh took him, it actually says God. But like we know, the word God couldn't have existed in the book of Genesis. Of course, it's a Greek word coming from Theos. And later on, Kurios, the Latin word. So, for God or Yahweh took him. What does it mean? This only means that Enoch had a personal relationship with Yahweh Almighty. It's all it says. And Enoch walked with Yahweh. If somebody tells you Prof. Hannes is walking with Yahweh, what does it say? It says, I have a relationship with my Father. I'm walking with Yahushua. I'm having a relationship with Yahushua. You are walking with Yahushua. It doesn't say that you have been caught up in heaven alive. It doesn't say. Especially when it says, and he, that's Enoch, was not. If you go to the graveyards, the cemeteries, you will find that every person that you see a grave and a grave name, it means that that person is not, or was not, is not, is no more. It doesn't mean that everybody that you see a gravestone with a name and he's been caught up alive in heaven. You see how it's been drawn out of proportion. This is what happens with a lot of things especially when people write certain books about the Bible. Because Enoch was never even a part of the Bible. It was only brought in later on. And then it says that in order for it to become part of the New Testament. And Enoch was not. This means that Enoch had a relationship with Yahweh Almighty. Now, and when he says, and he was not, means that he died. As straightforward as that. You can put any terminology to that. The matter of the fact is, he just died. He wasn't caught up in the heaven. You go and see where Elijah was caught up in heaven. Say alive. Go see if it says, and he was not. No, it doesn't say it. He says, when I'm looking at Genesis 5 verse 24, and Enoch walked with Yahweh, and Enoch was not, for Yahweh took him. It only means that Enoch had a personal relationship with Yahweh. What we need to know is in that time, now you must listen carefully, in what time? That time. The time of Enoch, after Adam, and going on to Noah. It was a very primitive time of life. Especially the time of Enoch. I think he was the 8th or 9th generation after Adam. What you need to know is that in that time it was very primitive. There is no record to show how the people after Adam lived. If you look in about the stages of the evolution, you will find that Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, and the different stages, the 7 stages from ape to man. That's what they say, from ape to man. You must be an ape to believe that, but or still in that ape stage to believe it, because Yahweh says he made Adam from the dust. He spoke the Genesis 1, 23, 20, 26, 29 people, but Adam he formed, he created with his hands, Genesis 2, verse 8. And he blew in his nose, nostrils, the breath of life, which is the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. So, in Adam's, there was no record from Adam or anybody else that made notes to give any information or any indication to whoever wrote the history books of the Bible. And who wrote the history books? Who wrote the first five history books of the book of the Old Testament? Do you know? It was Moses. Moses wrote the 4-5 history books called the Pentateuch, also called the Torah. Now, how far apart did Moses live from Adam and the creation? Because you will remember when we started this series and we spoke about Adam, and the book Genesis. We said that between day 1 and day 2, millions of years could have taken place. Because there was no sin, there was no death, there was no old age. Different things. But after Adam and Eve was abandoned from the Garden of Eden, not paradise, the Garden of Eden, then time became relevant. The first day they went, they were set out from the Garden of Eden, and sherbines were put with swords of fire in order for the people not to return. Times in the religion, the Hebrew religion and the Christian religion and the Bible religion, because we are not Christians, we are Yahwehs. So time started to tick the moment that Adam and Eve was set out of the Garden of Eden. And from there, it's just about 6,000 years has gone by. But from Adam to Noah was 2,000 years. And after Noah, it was another 1,000 years before Moses wrote the history books, the Pentateuch. It was only after Moses was leading Israel from the Egyptian captivity in the desert that he wrote the books, the Pentateuch books. Where did he got the information from? From Yahweh Almighty. But still, I can see the human part playing a role. It was a human that wrote the creation. One man wrote the book Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, so we can carry on. All that information we read was written by one person, although it was inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh. In the time of Moses, even the times were not as we think it was or it is today. It was even still a very primitive time. If you look at the Egyptians, the writings of the Egyptians, it was all pictures, very seldom written, more pictures than words, alphabetical words. It was only when Moses, 3,000 years after the creation, wrote the five Pentateuch books, the Torah, that the Hebrew people and us today got an insight of the early people of the creation. You understand what it says? Easily to understand. Moses didn't write anything, or let me say, Adam didn't write anything, and Enoch wrote very little. What language would they have written it in? There's not one document in the archives of the Roman Catholic Church or in every or any Hebrew people where they can say this document is what Enoch wrote. No, there's 11 fragments, small little fragments of the whole book of Genesis. And especially speaking about Enoch, and the book Enoch. There was never a book Enoch. We've just studied the book Enoch, Lies or Truth in Afrikaans. We just completed the study. And from there, because I wrote directly from the book Enoch, one of the five books of Enoch, because there are five different copies of Enoch with different stories about Enoch. It's impossible when you read the book Enoch, which has become a Bible for a lot of people, especially in South Africa, especially the Israel Vision people all over the world, that you can write a book this thick from 11 fragments. You know what? You can't even write 2 pages from 11 fragments. Small little absorbed pictures. Small little pictures. And then it disappeared. It was gone. And then suddenly it was discovered in Ethiopia. It's funny how everything today is happening in Ethiopia. And then the book Enoch came from Ethiopia in the 17th century. Suddenly there was the book of Enoch from 11 fragments. And today they can't show it to you because it just disappeared when there was questions. Where is this 11 fragments? It just disappeared. So what do we find? We find thinking radical, straightforward. What language did Enoch and Adam spoke, and their descendants of Adam? What language did the people spoke from Genesis 1, verse 26 to verse 29? Which Yahweh told them, just go and multiply, be fruitful, and fill the earth. It's not Adam and Eve. What language did Adam and Eve spoke? What language did the Genesis 6 people speak? Because that was another bloodline. The giants. What did they speak? Where's the documentation, the proof, the manuscripts to show what it was written in? Where, who wrote it, and what time? Most of the things only came about life after the 2nd century, that the Roman Catholic Church created the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, in Greek. Then only. Where does all that fragments comes from? There's nothing. If it was, there would have been books with the photos and everything of it, but it's not. So what we're going to do, because time is caught up with us, we will have to stop right here, and then tomorrow morning I'm just going to continue on this. The Hebrew people, the early people of the creation, what language did they speak? Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.